and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog with an important message. Before you think about buying counterfeit products, think again. You're smart, buy smart, go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog with an important message. Before you think about buying counterfeit products, think again. You're smart, buy smart, go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is a show called Viva La Mac.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on.
Love the pain you got. Somebody's gonna get it. Better cut off all identifying labels before they get you on the torture table. Cause somewhere in the Quisling clinic there's a shorthand type of stick in seconds of a minute. She's listening into the Venus line. She's picking out names. I hope none of them are mine. Yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Never said I was a stool pigeon. Never said I was a diplomat. Everybody's under suspicion, but you don't wanna hear about that. You tease, you flirt, you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better send the begging letter to the big investigation. Somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it.
from their debut album, Psycho Candy. That's the Jesus and Mary Chain with Just Like Honey, wrapping up that set of music. Would you believe that album came out over 40 years ago now? November 18th of 1985 is when it was released. I was actually at a record store slash coffee shop and Mount Lebanon, and was talking with the owner about some Jesus Mary Chain, and he pulled out the vinyl. He goes, you know, this is being released tomorrow on vinyl after 40 years. And I looked at him. I said, I think I actually might have it on vinyl from 40 years ago. True story. Before that, how about some Jack Logan from Athens, Georgia, with I Break for God from his Buzz Me In album. John Doe in that set of music with This Far, getting a little help from Amy Mann on that track. Played some Matt Pond PA doing Elvis Costello's Green Shirt and started off the entire set. The entire set begun. Started off with Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. So, yes, I am Mock. I am the Mockster. I am your host of this radio program. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. Not sure what we're going to be playing. We kind of make it up as we go along, but I'm glad you're along for the ride. Figuring out what we're going to do. Got lots of stuff on my mind, so like, hopefully I can make that go into my cassette deck and hit play so that you can hear some of these things that are going on in my mind. You don't want to hear everything that's in my mind. Just some of the good stuff going on in my mind. Where am I going with this? I don't know. But I have had this song stuck in my mind for, I don't know, maybe a week. Maybe a week and a half. Maybe a day. I don't know. The Mighty Lemon Drops here on the Viva La Mock radio program. From about, I'm going to guess 87. I'll throw that out there as my guess. From 1987. It's the Mighty Lemon Drops Out of Hand here on the Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT Pittsburgh. Blake Babies wrapping up that set of music from their Earwig album with Lament. Before the Blake Babies, what else I play for you in that set of music? How about some Blur? A little coffee and TV. Echo and the Bunnymen in that set of music as well. Went back 20 years now. It seems like it's a newer album of theirs to me, but it did come out in 2005. The Siberia album. Played some Echo and the Bunnymen with All Because of You Days. Charlton's UK gave us Weirdo and start off the entire set with the extended version of the Mighty Lemon Drops Out of Hand. Gets us here, which is, I don't know, we got about, 20 minutes before the top of the hour? That's what I'm guessing, somewhere around there. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva Lamont. Now, if you like all this pop goodness, and you're an adult, or even if you're a kid, and if you're a kid listening to this show, props to you. But whomever you are, on Saturday evenings, you're allowed to have breakfast for dinner here at WRCT. You can. You just need to pull up a chair, tune in your radio at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings because Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. On the menu, jangle pop, power pop, indie pop, all sorts of pop goodness. Again, it's breakfast for dinner each and every Saturday, starting at 6 p.m. here on 88.3 FM and online. Yeah, online at wrct.org. Now, I played that Mighty Lemon Drops. Now, I want to tell you, David Newton, guitarist for the Mighty Lemon Drops, about 30 years ago, he moved from the UK to Southern California, opened a recording studio. He does a lot of production and recording. And I know he's done a lot with this next artist. I'm talking about the 4019s from their rebooted album, It's Disguise, produced by David Newton.
Yeah.
The Leonards wrapping up that set of music with the worst thing I could do. Now, the worst thing that I could do is probably just not tell you about the Leonards, right? Well, no, that's actually probably not the worst thing that I could do. But not telling you about the Leonards, I would be remiss in why they were even in that set of music outside of that just being such a great song. Leonards were a band from the late 80s into the early 90s. Out in the L.A. area via Michigan, I believe. I believe there were some connections that way. So that's, I told you about the Leonards. I have more on them, but let me tell you about the other songs in that set before that. Speaking of L.A., from L.A., The Question gave us a Shall Be Love. Also some jam in that set as well with Eaton Rifles. The Who gave us Substitute, and I started the entire set with another L.A.-based band, the 4019s, and that's where the connection comes in, because some of the members of the Leonards are now members of the 4019s. In fact, the 4019 song that you heard me play, which is called Disguise, is actually an old Leonard song that they re-recorded as the 4019s on their rebooted album. See, it all ties together when you're tuning into the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in. I got to make something clear. Vaping is not safe for youth, for adults. And sometimes that truth can get clouded because vaping can put microscopic particles in your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body, and nicotine, which can harm people, their brain development, even through their mid-20s. So think about this. Vaping is not safe. Now, they have appealing flavors. They have high nicotine levels and lots of promotion on social media. And many kids think that vaping is harmless, but it's not. So please talk to your kids about the risk of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. This message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, also known as SAMHSA, that's SAMHSA.gov. While I'm here chatting about things, I got to remind you that WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza. Spack Brothers, it's located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They offer pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads. They specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in the sauce and only used unbleached flour in the dough. The difference is in the taste. More information at SPACBrothers.com. That is SPAK Brothers.com.